Democrats used their weekly radio address to again call on President Bush to get more American forces out of Iraq. Kirsten Gillibrand is a Democratic congresswoman from New York.
Congress is challenging the administration's strategy in Iraq in favor of a better one that will effectively combat terrorism and create stability in the Middle East. Time and time again, we voted for a strategy to redeploy troops out of Iraq, to leave policing the streets to Iraqis, and to focus our mission on anti-terrorism. And we won't give up.
Before concluding their legislative business for the year, Democrats backed down on efforts to make Iraq war funds conditional on a troop pullout because President Bush threatened to veto any measure that sought to link the two. Republicans ultimately pushed through $70 billion to fund military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan without conditions. The president's rejecting a broader defense authorization because he objects to provisions that would expose the Iraqi government to lawsuits seeking damages from the time of former dictator Saddam Hussein. Mr. Bush refused to sign that legislation Friday because he said it would imperil billions of dollars of Iraqi assets at what he says is a crucial juncture in that nation's reconstruction efforts. The president continues to try and rebuild support for a war that public opinion polls say a majority of Americans believe was a mistake. A CBS News New York Times survey this month shows more than two-thirds of Americans disapprove of how the president's handling the war. In his weekly radio address Saturday, Mr. Bush turned to domestic issues, seeking to reassure Americans about the overall strength of the U.S. economy at a time of consumer concern over tightening credit and a slowdown in the housing market.
Some of you worry about your ability to afford health care coverage for your families. Some of you are concerned about meeting your monthly mortgage payments. Some of you worry about the impact of rising energy costs on fueling your cars and heating your homes. You expect your elected leaders in Washington to address these pressures on our economy and give you more options to help you deal with them.
The president says Congress passed a good energy bill, a temporary solution to a middle-class tax hike, and a law that will help protect families from higher taxes when lenders reduce mortgage debt. But he criticized Democrats for including in the $555 billion omnibus bill more than 9,000 special interest items that fund specific programs favored by lawmakers. Democrats say much of that specially targeted funding came from Republicans. Since Democrats took charge of Congress 1 year ago, Congresswoman Gillibrand says they've increased automobile fuel efficiency standards and raised the minimum wage. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Washington.